The address alone was unusual for this kind of call, but dispatch had mentioned a single adult female victim and possible knife wounds. The couple who owned the house were both Hollywood types. It added up to trouble, no matter what. A short, dark-haired woman in a gray and white maid's uniform was waiting in the driveway. She was wringing some kind of towel. As the patrolman got closer, they could see that the woman was sobbing and walking in circles. "Great," Beneke said. "Just what we need, some Carmelita who doesn't even speak English, bawling her eyes out and acting muy loco." Campbell responded the way he always did to the younger officer's tiresome, racist cynicism. "Shut the hell up, Beneke. I don't want to hear it. She's terrified." As soon as they were out of the car, the maid went hysterical.
"Aki! Aki! Aki!"
she screeched, motioning them toward the front door.
"Aki! Aki!"
The residence was an ultra-modern stone and glass structure high in the Santa Monica Mountains. As he approached, Officer Campbell could see straight through the green glass entryway to the back patio and the sweeping coastal view beyond. What was that on the front door glass? It looked totally out of place. A label or a sticker of some kind. A kitty decal? With a large A on it. He had to practically pry the maid's grip from his forearm. "Ma'am, just please be calm. Uno momento, por favor. ¿Cómo te llamas?" The woman may or may not have heard him. Her Spanish came much too quickly for him to understand. She pointed toward the house several more times. "Let's just get in there," Beneke insisted.